16. The same day went Jesus out of the house and sat by the seaside, and he began again to teach. Now when Jesus saw many people were gathered together to him, and great multitudes were come about him out of every city, he entered into a ship and sat in the sea. And the whole multitude stood by the sea on the shore. And he spoke many things to them, and taught them by parables in his doctrine, saying, Hearken! Behold, a sower went out to sow his seed. And it came to pass, as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and it was trodden down, and the fowls of the air came and devoured it up. And some fell upon stony ground, where it had not much earth, and immediately it sprung up, because it had no depth of earth. But when the sun was up, it was scorched, and because it had no root and lacked moisture, it withered away. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprung up with it and choked it, and it yielded no fruit. But other fell on good ground, and did yield fruit that sprang up and increased, and brought forth some 30-fold, some 60-fold, and some 100-fold. And when he had said these things to them, he cried, He that has ears to hear, let him hear. Another parable put he forth to them, saying, To what is the kingdom of God like, and whereto shall we compare it? The kingdom of heaven is likened to a man which sowed good seed in his field, but while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat, and went his way. But when the blade was sprung up, and brought forth fruit, then appeared the tares also. So the servants of the householder came and said to him, Sir, did not we sow good seed in your field? From where then has it tares? He said to them, An enemy has done this. The servants said to him, Will you then that we go and gather them up? But he said, Nay, lest while you gather up the tares, you root up also the wheat with them. Let both grow together until the harvest, and in the time of harvest I will say to the reapers, Gather you together first the tares, and bind them in bundles to burn them, but gather the wheat into my barn. Another parable put he forth to them, saying, The kingdom of heaven is like a grain of mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his garden, which indeed is the least of all the seeds that be in the earth. But when it is sown, it grows up, and becomes the greatest among all herbs, and becomes a tree, and shoots out great branches, so that the fowls of the air may come and lodge under the shadow of it in the branches thereof. And again he said, Whereto shall I liken the kingdom of heaven? It is like leaven, which a woman took and hid in 3 measures of meal, till the whole was leavened. And with many such parables spoke Jesus the word to the multitude, as they were able to hear it. And without a parable spoke he not to them, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet, saying, I will open my mouth in parables, I will utter things which have been kept secret from the foundation of the world. Then Jesus sent the multitude away. And a certain scribe came, and said to him, Master, I will follow you wherever you go. And Jesus says to him, The foxes have holes, and the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has not where to lay his head. And when they had sent away the multitude, and went into the house, when they were alone, his disciples that were about him, with the 12, came and asked of him the parable, saying, What might this parable be? And why speak you to them in parables? And he expounded all things, and said to them, Because to you it is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to others that are outside it is not given. To them all these things are done in parables. Therefore speak I to them in parables, because they seeing see not, and hearing they hear not, neither do they understand. And in them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah, which says, By hearing you shall hear and shall not understand, and seeing you shall see and shall not perceive. For this people's heart is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and should understand with their heart, and should be converted, and I should heal them, and their sins be forgiven. And he said to them, Know you not this parable? And how then will you know all parables? Now the parable of the sower is this, Hear you therefore. The seed is the word of God. The sower sows the word. And those by the wayside are they where the word of the kingdom is sown. But when they have heard and understand it not, Then comes the devil immediately, and takes away the word out of their hearts that was sown, lest they should believe and be saved. And these are they likewise which are sown on stony ground. The same are they who, when they have heard the word, immediately receive it with joy, yet these have no root in themselves, which for a while believe, and so endure but for a time. For when affliction or tribulation or persecution arises for the word's sake, immediately they are offended, and in a time of temptation fall away. And that seed sown among thorns are they which, when they have heard the word, go forth, and the cares of this world, and the deceitfulness of riches, and the lusts and pleasures of other things entering in, choke the word, and bring no fruit to perfection. But that seed sown on good ground are they which, in an honest and good heart, having heard the word, and understand it, and receive it, keep it, and bring forth fruit with patience, some 30-fold, some 60, and some 100-fold. And his disciples said to him, Declare to us the parable of the tares of the field. He answered and said to them, He that sows the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world. The good seed are the children of the kingdom, but the tares are the children of the wicked one. The enemy that sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the world, and the reapers are the angels. As therefore the tares are gathered and burned in the fire, so shall it be in the end of the world. The Son of Man shall send forth his angels, and they shall gather out of his kingdom all things that offend, and them which do iniquity, and shall cast them into a furnace of fire. There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Then shall the righteous shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Who has ears to hear, let him hear. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like to treasure hidden in a field, the which, when a man has found, he hides, and for joy thereof goes and sells all that he has, and buys that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like to a merchantman seeking goodly pearls, who, when he had found one pearl of great price, went and sold all that he had and bought it. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like to a net that was cast into the sea and gathered of every kind, which, when it was full, they drew to shore and sat down and gathered the good into vessels, but cast the bad away. So shall it be at the end of the world. The angels shall come forth and sever the wicked from among the just and shall cast them into the furnace of fire. There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Jesus says to them, Have you understood all these things? They say to him, Yea, Lord. Then said he to them, Therefore every scribe which is instructed to the kingdom of heaven is like to a man that is a householder, which brings forth out of his treasure things new and old. And he said to them, Is a candle when lighted brought to be put under a bushel or under a bed? No, but set on a candlestick, that they which enter in may see the light. For there is nothing hidden that shall not be made manifest, neither anything kept secret that shall not be known and come abroad. If any man have ears to hear, let him hear. And to you that hear shall more be given. Take heed therefore how you hear, for whosoever has, to him shall be given, and he shall have more abundance. But whosoever has not, from him shall be taken away even that which he seems to have. And he said, So is the kingdom of God, as if a man shall cast seed into the ground, and should sleep, and rise night and day, and these should spring and grow up, he knows not how. For the earth brings forth fruit of itself, first the blade, then the ear, after that the full corn in the ear. But when the fruit is brought forth, immediately he puts in the sickle, because the harvest is come.